morning.
Could you please give us perhaps a quick rundown on the reason behind Australia and Timor-Leste's maritime dispute?
Yes, look, Australia has had a long-standing set of arrangements in the Timor Sea, originally commencing with Indonesia in the 1990s, and then when Timor became an independent state in 2002, a new set of boundary arrangements were put in place. Most importantly, they were not permanent boundaries, but rather they provided for what's called joint development. And it was a rather unusual joint development because it favoured Timor 90% to Australia 10%. Timor, however, has said that they would prefer to have a permanent boundary as opposed to a joint development framework, and they have commenced conciliation proceedings against Australia to seek to resolve this matter.
So what exactly does the conciliation process involve?
Look, this is a new process. It's never been attempted under its current format, and it involves a conciliation commission. It involves five members of that commission, some of whom have been appointed by Australia and some by Timor. And they will hear submissions by both Timor and Australia. They'll consider those submissions, and then they'll come back and make recommendations to Australia and Timor, upon which Australia and Timor are then expected to sit down to try to negotiate a final maritime boundary. And most importantly, that's a process that should take 1 year and should be brought to an end by September 2017.
Now, media sites have described Australia as a schoolyard bully that has refused to set maritime boundaries with East Timor and instead cornered Timor into a series of dodgy temporary resource sharing agreements. What do you make of that representation?
Look, I think it needs to be understood against the backdrop that I tried to sketch for you in terms of how Australia has these long-standing arrangements, initially with Indonesia and then subsequently with Timor. The Timor Sea is rich in hydrocarbons, and there are existing oil and gas fields in that area. And it's not unusual that when there is a region where there is significant resources, that the two countries who are contesting that area have different views as to how a maritime boundary should be delimited. And one option in those situations is to reach agreement on exactly what Australia and Timor have done, and that is a joint development framework. So joint development is not extraordinary, and it's a good solution where there is a rich oil and gas field at stake. So I think that that characterisation that you've read out is not really fair on Australia. And in any event, it needs to be understood by all Australians that the Australian government is not going to be quickly giving away Australian sovereignty, Australian sovereign entitlements, and clearly needs to get the best set of arrangements in Australia's favour.
Well, it is interesting that you mentioned the arrangement does boil down to 90% to 10%. I mean, that seems like a fairly good deal, but Timor-Leste argues that the maritime boundary between it and Australia should be a median line between the two countries, supported by international law, the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. What do you think the place is of this, perhaps, UN regulations in this argument?
Oh, it will be quite decisive because the conciliation process that we've discussed is being conducted within the framework of the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. And indeed, the convention lays down some principles for the resolution of maritime boundaries based around initially either an equidistance or a median line, which you also referred to. So the convention will be the controlling legal instrument for how these discussions take place. And there's quite a lot of precedent in terms of how these boundary issues are resolved. And there's many examples of how maritime boundaries have been settled around the world that will be looked to.
Is this case likely to set any precedents of its own?
It's going to set a precedent because it's using this conciliation process that we've spoken about. And as I've said, that's fairly rare at the moment. And other countries will be looking closely to it. But look, the other interesting dimension is that whatever resolution comes out of this, will be very keenly looked at by Indonesia, because the boundary arrangements that Timor is seeking to adjust will have some implications for boundary arrangements that Australia has already settled with Indonesia.
Mm. Well, Donald, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us on this morning, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Okay, you're very welcome. Bye now.